Cross Radio. Lep pozdrav, ljubljanski Cross Radio se v svoji 284. prilogi ukvarja z zvočno linijo, ki v mesecu maju poteka med eksperimentalnimi glasbenimi scenami Ljubljane, Dunaja in Bratislave. Od 7. do 9. maja se je v Ljubljani že zgodil prvi krog linije, ki je zajemal zvočno delavnico softvera Loop, ki jo je vodil avtor tega softvera, dunajski umetnik Klaus Filip. Poleg tega pa so na različnih prizoriščih nastopili še slovaški audio-vizuelni projekt Etnoise Orchestra, duo Klaus Filip in Borut Savski ter uveljavljeni dunajski elektroakustični duo Šne. Ta vikend se dogaja drugi krog zvočne linije, v katerem se slovenska odprava podaja na Dunaj in v Bratislavo. Več o tem kasneje, zdaj pa odlomek iz intervjuja, ki ste ga za Radio Študent dala Kristof Kurcman in Burkhard Štangl iz dua Šne in v katerem govorita o povezavah med slovensko, avstrijsko in slovaško sceno.
We had a loop workshop these days in Ljubljana, and so it would be interesting for me to know what do you use on your laptop?
I lose every time I talk to Klaus. Now I use a very old version of the loop, which Klaus is very upset about that I still use it. But in a way, it became my instrument. And for sure one day I will change my instrument, or not even change, but extend it. But at the moment I'm very comfortable with it, and so I really owe a lot to Klaus for building this instrument that I play, but it's not that I have to necessarily use every innovation he comes up with, but it's great that he is doing it.
Can we still talk about the laptop sound, like the laptop scene that was so famous like a couple of years ago, maybe at the break of the century?
I don't know. My problem with the laptop is that I was fighting to establish it as an instrument for years, but once it was established, and nowadays it is really established, I wanted to lose this stigma of the electronic musician as being something else than any other musician. So since the laptop is established, I try not to play with other laptop musicians anymore, because I'm actually not interested in saxophone quartets, so I'm also not interested in laptop quartets and not in guitar quartets.
Tonight you are performing as a part of a, well, let's call it a festival or a chain of events that is sort of comparing three cities, that's Ljubljana, Vienna and Bratislava. Since you're closer to Bratislava, let me ask you about the comparison with Bratislava. Is there one? Is there an interchange?
That's a good question, because I would say in Vienna we don't know anything about Bratislava, actually. We have no idea. And we do not play there. There was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there was a little, also like this, a festival that brought some bands from Bratislava. Unfortunately, I wasn't in Vienna for these 3 days, so I still don't know anything about the scene in Bratislava.
Since you mentioned the three cities again, what about the connection between Vienna and Ljubljana? That's been quite strong over the years.
Yeah, I mean, there's a constant connection, I think, which is very nice, because usually you have a festival that takes place and presents some more or less exotic place somewhere, and then it's done. And then 10 years later, maybe the place will be presented again. But with Ljubljana, it seems that there is always people from Ljubljana playing in Vienna, playing people from Vienna in Ljubljana, and
or coming to the festivals to Austria, like Nikolstorf, or maybe Ulrichsberg or Donau Festival. And maybe this is also a reason maybe a little reason that the context of Bratislava is not that developed, because from my side, I don't know people there, and I didn't meet them, and I wasn't invited, and I don't know who to invite. It's a mess. Maybe, you know, there was a tramway from the opera in Vienna to Bratislava, just 1 hour in former times, and it's so close, and it's still the Iron Curtain somehow is in our brain a little bit concerning Slovakia. I don't know what it is, you know. And I'm happy that this sort of festival is going to happen now, to do have more contact.
But actually, I think that people from here, Slovenia, could announce their things even more in Vienna or in Graz, or I don't know, because when like I come here and I see the festival Cerkno and I see the festival this and that, and I guess just very informed people in Austria will know it. So I think it could be, it's really not far, so it could be good to even hang some posters in Vienna or in Graz and make publicity.
When you mentioned Vienna, is the improvisation and the experimental scene still developing in a rate that was like there at the end of the 90s, where it was really blooming and everything?
Like from the mid 90s to the end 90s, it was a historically very unique moment in the music development, because Austria never was a market for music. Austria is very small, it's not interesting for the big companies. And in the mid of the 90s to the end of the 90s, there was a development internationally that was also coincident with the development of the internet, that you could distribute music in a very new way. And in this music, in this moment, for a short moment, it didn't matter if you come from Slovenia, Austria, or if you're from the United States, Spain, or France. But to this moment in 2007, music is commercialized again, even electronic music, even improvised music, so that this moment of freedom where you come from is not existing anymore. Even as an electronic musician today, you have a strong market, which is in this and this and this country, and if you're not from this and this country or with this and that label, then you are nothing. So I guess for the new generation of Austrian musicians, it's almost as hard as we had it back in the 80s. And I hope there will be a moment when it's going to be as easy as in the 90s again.
Kot rečeno, ta vikend poteka zaključna etapa zvočne linije Ljubljana-Dunaj-Bratislava, v kateri se vidnejši slovenski eksperimentalci podajajo na trodnevno nastopanje na Dunaju in v Bratislavi. Barve slovenske eksperimentale zastopajo Borut Savski, Irena Tomažin, Miha Cigler in Luka Zagoričnik. Za konec današnjega krosa poslušamo posnetek vokalnega nastopa Irene Tomažin. Adio. Ne.
preveč. Čez preveč. Telo. Čez preveč. Telo. Čez preveč.
Cross Radio.